CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
The main points. The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi, presides over the 2024 Annual Health Conference this Friday in Yaoundé. Mali's military leader has sacked the Prime Minister and his government. The women's handball team of Cameroon are expected to leave the country this weekend for Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo for the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. The 2024 Annual Conference of the Ministry of Public Health takes place this morning in Yaoundé. The event, to commence at 9 a.m. at the Multipurpose Sports Complex, will be officially opened by the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, presides over a consultation meeting with partners for the implementation of Phase 2 of the Youth Connect Cameroon program today in Yaoundé. The meeting that will begin at 10 a.m. at the Starland Hotel Bastos is to gain a better understanding of the commitment of stakeholders ahead of the Youth Connect Convention to run from the 16th to the 21st of December. The Minister of State, Minister of Tourism and Leisure, has urged tourism stakeholders in Cameroon to harness the country's rich and diverse tourism assets to create wealth and boost economic development. Bello Buba Maigari was speaking in Limbe in the southwest region as he officially opened the fourth edition of the Cameroon International Tourism Fair, which provides an opportunity for stakeholders in the sector to share valuable insights, trends, and networking. Olivia Mbwai Ambai reports from CRTV Southwest.
The historic and enchanting Limbe Botanic Garden has once again graciously opened its gates to hundreds of tourism stakeholders who are meeting to celebrate tourism and discuss better ways to harness the country's tourism assets to create wealth. To go by the promoter Agatha Eyok, in 2023, travel and tourism contributed approximately $183 billion to Africa's GDP. Unfortunately, Central African nations, including Cameroon, account for less than 5% of the total number of visits, hence the need to take action.
Once your potential is being valorized, you start having a lot of influx of tourists into the country. It creates employment, economic development.
Officially opening the Cameroon International Tourism Fair, the Minister of State, Minister of Tourism and Leisure, Bello Buba Maigari, said such initiatives provide an opportunity to explore and consume local tourism products.
I notice particularly the diversity of cultural organization of the region, even of the country. This is something that should be encouraged.
For 3 days, tourism actors in and out of the country will share valuable insights, trends, and networking opportunities, and also showcase Cameroon as all Africa in one country. Olivia Mbwaye Ambai, CRTV News, Limbe.
Students of the St. Jerome Catholic University Institute in Douala are gaining knowledge on the use of digital technology and sustainable development in promoting development in the country. This is in a three-day international conference organized by the management of the institution. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Bangla reports.
Digital transformation is reinventing the contours of the society by providing innovative solutions and reshaping existing structures. In parallel, sustainable development presents itself as an imperative necessity, aiming to balance the economic, social, and environmental needs of present and future generations. Management of the St. Jerome Catholic University Institute has understood this. Thus, the raison d'etre of the three-day international conference on digital transformation and sustainable development, an initiative lauded by many, including the Archbishop of Douala, His Grace Samuel Kleda.
It is something new for us. Saint Jerome is committed to helping these young people use digital technology for the development of our country, whether it is in agriculture, medicine or anything else. All the students who have studied here are not unemployed. We support them so that they can create their own businesses.
Participants will for 3 days discuss innovative strategies, emerging practices, and the ethics of digitalization and engineering from a sustainability perspective. Professor Prince Kumar Dumbe III, in his inaugural speech, emphasized the use of digital technology to produce basic data on the African experience on science and technology. Students of the institution are using the opportunity to interact with the business community and tap from their experiences. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRU TV News, Douala.
The second edition of the Tikari Festival of Arts and Culture, Nyang Festival, has opened in Gambetika in the Mbam and Kim Division of the Central Region. The Inspector Number 1 of the Ministry of Arts and Culture opened the event yesterday, as Nook Prutus reports.
They came from all over Gambetika subdivision, from the neighboring regions of the West, Northwest and Adamawa, and from other parts of the country. And they came with the full spectrum of what has been bequeathed to each of these communities in terms of Tikari cultural heritage. In the midst of all the dance, music, food and fashion exhibitions, the president of the Association for the Development of Tikari People, Roger Inyindi, spoke of the imperative not only to improve the expressive quality of Tikari cultural vehicles, but also of harnessing it all into palpable human and community development.
We not more want people to ask who we are, and to know people we need to come out. This is why we are organizing the festival, to help us to be known in our country.
The preservation of the Tikari mother tongue, peace and spiritualism were some of the themes echoed by several speakers, among them His Majesty Jean Ngabi IV of Gambetika, and guest speaker Francois Bingono Bingono is on schedule to give a conference on day two on Friday on the theme African Spiritualism, the Place of Ancestry in Relation to God. That will be right after football matches, health campaigns, and more of the art and cultural displays that are running throughout this four-day festival. Nook Protus, CRTV, Gambetika.
CRTV News. Mali's military leader has sacked the prime minister and his government. It follows rare criticism by Maiga of the junta's lack of clarity about a once-promised return to democracy. The decree read on state television by junta leader Colonel Assimi Goïta said the duties of the prime minister and members of the government were terminated. In sports, players and staff of the women's handball team of Cameroon are expected to leave the country this weekend for Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, where they will take part in the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. The handball lionesses of Cameroon, who have been training in Douala, will compete in Group B of that continental competition alongside Guinea, Tunisia, Uganda, defending champions Angola, and host the Democratic Republic of Congo. We end the news with a regular Friday commentary. Today, Political Desk editor Arben Jembo delves into the bill to recognize the civil status registration policy in Cameroon, which he says, if adopted and enacted to law, will solve many problems hindering the obtention of vital documents in the country. Albert?
Over 7 million Cameroonians are estimated to lack a legal identity because they do not own a birth certificate, a situation blamed on the deadline of birth certificate declarations, which is 90 days, and the cumbersome and expensive procedures thereafter. The distances separating homes and civil status centers, especially in rural areas, and the lack of a computerized system is also to blame. Beyond that, Cameroon is today faced with a growing trend of falsification of documents and the situation of IDPs, most of whom lost their vital documents while fleeing conflict zones. The bill, defended by Decentralization and Local Development Minister George Elanga Obam, is meant to correct shortcomings observed and adapt Cameroon's civil status registration policy to international standards. If adopted and enacted to law, all citizens will have a unique personal identification number for life, aimed at identifying every person from birth through a performant digital system. Official languages, English and French, will be given the same attention. Digital documents will be considered as authentic as paper ones, and a DO will be authorized to order a civil status registrar to issue civil status documents beyond 12 months. Section 109 of the bill explains how these innovations will be financed, mainly through special state contributions, fees from the issuance of copies and extractions of documents, and financing from development partners.
That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.